This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. It is 12:04 on the 25th of June. It means it's Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Raj.
With you, as usual, all the way through till about 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to get in touch with our show today, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram or any other social media is at BFM Radio. Question for you. Is honesty the best policy? Or rather, how honest should you be on social media? That's our discussion of the day. And let's be honest, in the vast anonymizing realm we call the internet, we've all told a little lie or two, haven't we, guys?
I haven't.
No, not me, Rich.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speak for yourself.
Yeah, whatever. And then story number two is all about the online lie detector, which Arvind will be taking live. Wrapping up with how screens can weigh you down, literally. As again, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. So the biggest lie we tell on the internet is ourselves, right? And if you and the version of yourself that you present to the world online went for a drink together, would you even know each other? And as I said, let's be honest, we've all told a lie or two, apart from these two in the studio, allegedly. Not just on the small stuff, though there is a lot of that. We've also told more intangible lies about the biggest thing we have to talk about, our identity. We smooth over nuance to fit ourselves into checkboxes. We adhere to our personal brand, which often doesn't reflect our truths. And on Facebook, so, you know, we tell many lies of omission, I would say, without even realizing that. Alternative facts, perhaps. Now, according to one 2013 survey over in the UK for the Advertising Standards Authority, listen to this. 83% of those 11 to 15-year-olds had registered at least one social media account with a false age. Doesn't sound too strange, but it turns out that most of those accounts that were registered were helped with the aid of their parents. Oh. The parents helped them to register. Around 60% of parents were happy to let their kids lie about their age to get on popular social media sites. Now, and this is kind of telling because that's the very first lesson of so many social media lies is this. It's okay to tell little lies about myself if it's in a place that I want to go to, right? The next focal point for little lies comes from dating profiles. Not that I would know about any of these.
Sure.
But, you know, you kind of stretch it a little bit. You know, your hobbies sound a little bit more interesting than you need to be. You lie about the books that you've read or more commonly, which books you have allegedly finished in order to sound a little bit smarter. Skimming headlines and pretend you've read the article, smoothing your skin a little bit, otherwise touching up your photos. You know, we're not talking about the big and malicious lies, or like the deep fake videos, the catfishing, the trolling, the Twitters. Just a slow daily erosion of sincere online truth. Now, when you
that sounds horrible.
It does sound horrible. And when you move that to people who are influencers and that kind of thing, this whole idea of a daily erosion of sincere online truth, it's fairly strong, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of where we have to kind of draw that line, is that, fine, social media is a useful tool. Everybody knows that, you know, whether or not it's communicating backwards and forwards to your favorite brand, complaining about something, learning about something, following somebody because you find them inspiring or dull or whatever. Hmm. But when you come across these people who you know have been influencing other people and you know that they haven't been entirely truthful throughout their entire online quote-unquote career, you know, where do we kind of draw that line? Now, our question is, you know, how honest should you be on social media? And I think part of what is telling for me very recently, if you had followed my Instagram account, is that over the weekend I went to a restaurant that I was particularly unhappy with. And for once, I got out of the whole nicey-nicey, I'm going to be perfectly nice about everything. And I was just brutally honest about what I thought about this restaurant. I thought it was overpriced. I thought the food was bland. And I thought that I would never go there again.
Hmm.
Now, and I thought, I'll just post it up for fun, you know, because I'm tired of whatever. The amount of response that I got from that was shocking. It was like, you shouldn't be eating here, there anyway. We all know it's overpriced. The food is not so good. Mm-hmm. You should go to X, Y, and Z. And I was like, this is brilliant. Maybe yes. I should do more of this.
Because people recognize authenticity. They recognize that was real.
Right.
No, until you say something bad about something that people like.
Exactly. That's what I was going to get to later on. Then you just jumped the gun.
Is it lying if you go to, let's say you go on vacation and then you go with a group of friends, but then your balcony doesn't have a good view. So you go to the other person's balcony to take a shot of the good view and then you post it as if it's the view you got.
Well, not if you're hashtagging it with my best friends have got a great view, mine sucks.
What if you just hashtag like great view?
Which
is
fine.
The truth. Yeah. Because you're stood on somebody else's balcony.
But is it my view?
But then if you're hashtagging it, my view sucks. Mm-hmm. But theirs is great. Mm-hmm. That's the truth, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's how hashtags work. See, this is how you don't become an influencer. The other guy has a better view than I do.
I'm still learning. Yeah.
So is it a lie?
I would say yes.
It's still a lie.
I would say so.
Okay. If you just say great view, I don't think it's a lie. Because if it's a good view, it's a great view. I mean, if it's a great view, it's a great view. Mm. But if you specify that, you know, view from my... my balcony. Hmm. Now, then it's a lie, of course.
View from the balcony? See, people are going to think it's your... What I'm saying is, it's like, there's no context, right? So when you put something online, people are going to think it's yours. Like, you got the good view.
Okay, then. So let's imagine you're posting a picture of a beach that you've been to.
Yeah.
Right? You've posted a picture of a beach, like, it's so relaxing here, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But it's 6 months later. You know?
Which I do.
Which we
I've
all
done
do.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
Without hashtagging the throwback, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Are you lying, man? You're not, are you?
Oh, William, you're trying to... I guess it's a lie. You're trying to make people believe that you are there at that point. You know, if you tag the place and you...
If you're lying about, I'm on holiday right now. Yeah. But you could just put, you know, it's a nice view. It's a great beach. It is, right?
What if you add filters to your pictures?
Well, now we're getting into some kind of different kind of ground.
Yeah.
There's that whole movement in China, right? There's a video I saw recently of three or four, there's loads of them. But there's this particular video, I think it's the B12 app, B6, something like that, which basically completely alters your face and makes you look like something else.
Yeah,
someone else. And what's happening is that more and more often these people are posting those images as their online profile and as their online avatar. And there's this weird communication happening in China now when people are doing it without even saying that's my online avatar. They've almost becoming this online avatar. Ooh. You know, they have adopted the a new personality. Mm-hmm. So they're not shy about completely photoshopping their image because that's my online thing, this is my real thing.
I guess if that was the case, then to answer your first question of the day, if I were to go up for a drink with myself, I wouldn't even recognize myself.
Right.
Not even physically recognize myself, right?
And I think that's kind of where we're getting at for a moment as a society. We're losing those rough edges of what makes us who we are. And we're photoshopping our lives to a degree. You know, in many respects, not just in the way that we look, but the way in which we, the books that we read, the articles that we share, all of this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So our question then, folks, how honest should you be on social media? Should you just call a spade, say things for what they are, do things for what they are, and be less conformative? Is that the right word?
If you did that, then Instagram wouldn't exist.
Right.
Ooh. I mean, that's the truth. Like, you wouldn't have, like, what would you post
but
if
I guess
you
that's
couldn't
why
filter
we have,
your pictures?
But I guess that's why we have stories. You know, everything's kind of raw and real.
You can filter stories.
You can.
You can black and white.
You can.
That is true, too.
A conundrum, ladies and gentlemen, is where we're at.
It is.
018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Your favorite social media platforms. We're at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with MGMT, with Your Life is a Lie. When we come back, more discussion on this. We'll be back in just a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm really Rich Bradbury in the studio with...
Arvind Yuvraj.
And Audrey Raj.
With you as usual till 1 o'clock. The topic of discussion today is how honest should you be on social media? Because the biggest lie we tell on the internet is about ourselves. We've been asking you to give us some feedback regarding this. You know, how honest should you be on social media? I've had a few messages via Insta Story. I know Aud has got some via WhatsApp. Do you want to do yours first?
Yeah, sure. This is from Maggie who says, nothing is true on my Facebook profile except for my former workplace and gender.
Oh.
Even that was changed when I had to join the group for reunion purpose, which I kind of regret. Too much interruptions, especially when someone in the group is addicted to posting everything and anything under the sun. In fact, with the BFM's discussion today, I made my decision and just exited the group. Let whoever wants to contact me call me in the safe old-fashioned way.
There you go.
Call.
Yeah.
Also, she says, by the way, guys, forgot to mention, my opinions and experiences online are true. I don't post my pictures or anything from my friends, my families, relatives, acquaintances, because that would definitely lead to a loss of my privacy.
That was Maggie. Thank you, Maggie. Razu Tusop has said that some things are better left. Agreed. Kumar has said, no, not so honest, because honesty doesn't help with your sales. We'll respond to that shortly. Ting Jia has said, to the point that you it to be. Don't know what you mean by that, but thank you very much. Truthfully, question mark, from Syed. And Scott Lee from New Zealand says, only if you don't fear the repercussions. Repercussions.
Keyboard like, warriors and all that.
Well that yep. too, but yep. also something, you know, Christine, our producer, was referring to over the break, and we kind of, you know, chin-wagged about it, about how when you do post something negative, and not necessarily negative, reflective or whatever, if you post something like that, often people will see it for the wrong light. You know, they might say, oh, this person's looking for a bit of attention. You know, oh, are you okay? And then you become that person online, you know. You become kind of persecuted for because of that. And, you know, don't just turn off her updates because it's depressing. You know, and if you really want to be real, when you're having a bad day, you should be able to say, I'm having a bad day. Yeah. You know, because the people on your social media following, some of them are supposed to be your friends, right? That's the whole idea of them being there. So, you know, if you need a bit of support, who do you talk to? You talk to your friends, right?
Yeah.
And if you've got 4,000 friends, then you probably haven't got 4,000 friends. You know, when you're posting that update, there should be a few friends in there that are filtering through, seeing your message, and they can respond genuinely. And I don't think you need to pay attention to the 3,997 others.
True.
Right?
Yeah. But also, there are times when it's good to lie online.
I'm
right?
not lying
especially,
that. Yeah.
Especially if you have views that shouldn't be aired online.
Agreed.
Or shouldn't be said online. Then you should be either by omission, you shouldn't be... Yeah, then you should not be saying those things because they could, you know, offend other people.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be having those thoughts because they could offend other people. But even more than that, you shouldn't be posting those things. So in a way, I mean, it's kind of okay to omit information from your online posts and your Twitter and Facebook and stuff if you know it's going to cause problems with the people who are
Agreed.
On your profiles.
But also, you know, by omission, by omitting certain facts that are happening to you or your thoughts, I mean, you're not exactly portraying an accurate your an accurate personal brand. You know, what you really believe in, because you only choose to be vocal about certain subjects, and then something that you feel is non-conformist, then you just omit it, you know? So you're not really being completely accurate about who you are online.
Okay, well, on that note, are we being completely accurate about the people we are when we're on air? You know, and I'll be honest, I've been doing this job for 20 years, right? And people, when they meet me, oh, you're different to what you are on air. I am, you know? On air, I'm a loudmouth, I'm talkative, I can be quite smart, but outside... I'm genuinely very quiet, you know, and I kind of keep myself to myself. I have opinions, of course, but that's within my small closed group. And I tend to be somebody who likes to stay home. You know, I don't have that big of an audience apart from my cats, you know, so that's okay. But I'm not, you have to put on, I think, a part of a character to come in and do the job that you do. Because as we spoke earlier on regarding the friends that you may or may not have, it's those people, the 3,000 whatever, are the ones that are going to be saying things and making you worry. And you've got to be able to switch that off. And the same should be able to apply to people who see those comments online.
Okay, so if we compare that to like influencers, so what we're doing is you put on, like you say, you have to put on like a bit of a persona.
I think so.
When you do the job, so you're being paid to do to do that job.
Yeah.
It is your occupation to sound a certain way and filter information and deliver information that people want to listen to
Correct.
On air.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing that influencers do?
Absolutely, yes.
So they should be given the sort of like leeway to lie online. Not
there
lie.
We go. That's a good side of the good different part of the argument, the opposite side. Yeah,
it is a job.
Yeah,
they are doing it for like companies that pay them to put products and stuff, and they have to sort of deliver those products in the best light possible.
Odds? You're stuck literally in the middle right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know, because all of a sudden I'm thinking,
right.
I don't appreciate the influencers who are, you know, who look great in every single picture and who have filters on everything. I would like more realness to their posts. But also, I understand what Arv is saying, because, you know, it's their job. You've got to put on this persona. You've got to fulfill your personal brand in order to get jobs in, correct? I mean, you can't be 1 minute whining about the weather and then the next thing, you know, selling an umbrella, can you? or maybe you can.
You can. That works.
It's a perfect example.
Oh my God, maybe I have it in me to be an influencer. No, not at all.
Either influencer or insurance, one of those things. you can do both. But yeah, you know, it's so where do you draw the line? Mm. If you're getting paid, if it's someone's livelihood, and their livelihood is to post these things online, so where do you draw the line?
Well, I suppose it's a difference between advertising, right? It's an advertising thing. When you are blatantly being... somebody's trying to sell something to you. For the most part, when you see it on TV or you hear it on radio, it has been less than subtle, right?
Yeah.
But I think that the nuances when it comes to influencers lately, those lines have been a little blurred. And unless they're kind of overt and say, look, I am selling a product, this is something that is sponsored, then I think that's when I start to question things. If they're honest and say, look, this phone that I'm reviewing was free from this company. I'm trying it out. I like this, 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 and this. I don't like this, 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 and this. Then, you know, that's kind of they've broken through that barrier for me, and they're being honest whilst at the same time taking money to support themselves. That I agree with. On the other hand, you see, like we were referring to earlier on, about people who are on a beach holiday somewhere that happened 6 months ago and it was all paid for and everything is perfect. And it's their life. And you think it's their life. You're looking through this little keyhole into their life. That I don't agree with.
And you're never going to get
that. What you're referring to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because there's no way you can buy that same experience even if you go to the same place.
Cannot, right.
Hmm.
How about that then? I throw that back at you.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we take a break?
Should.
Okay. We can fight this out during the break. REM coming up next with I Believe. Next story on the agenda. This should be good. The online lie detector. Let's try saying that three times fast. It detects lies based on text. All coming up after this. REM with I Believe on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.